the deadline for U.S. universities to enroll in a nationwide computer surveillance system that would allow the Immigration and Naturalization Service to keep track of international students studying at their institutions is the end of this month. American University in Washington hosts more than 1,400 foreign students from more than 130 countries. The school's International Student Services Director, Fanta Av, says the fact that the university is collecting detailed data on its foreign students is actually nothing new.
What has really changed is that universities no longer are expected to wait for the Immigration and Naturalization Service to request information, but instead now will be required to report this information each semester.
Nizab says American University has always had different pieces of information about its foreign students on paper and scattered among different university entities. She says in order to comply with the new Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, or SEVIS, the school gathered all that information into one centralized place. Ms. Zav says the university provides SEVIS with one important piece of information.
The critical information that INS needs is a student enrolled, yes or no? That is not based on an honor code. In order for us to be able to say that a student is enrolled, they must have registered and it must have gone through our registrar system.
But she acknowledged that the school exercises a level of trust that its international students are there to study.
Information that we can check visually, we will check visually. Information that we have no way of verifying, and that probably INS has no way of verifying or any other entity, we make sure that the students understand what the repercussions are if that information is not accurate. And students very much understand that. These are adults that very clearly understand the repercussions of not being in legal status, and they take that very seriously.
Foreign students studying at American University say they were initially apprehensive. Monsicha Pulsawat from Thailand is a graduate student studying psychology.
Personally, I think that when we come as international students, we already know that there are some regulations that we have to keep. So sometimes the word tracking sounds very scary, that you know they're gonna track you, but actually it's they just prepare the information accessible for the INS.
Another student, Mario Landever from Bolivia, has been at the school for nearly 4 years for undergraduate studies in communications. He says he actually prefers the new computerized way of registering, saying it is more convenient than the old method.
If you had to make any change to your address, if you made any address change, you had to go into the office and report your address immediately. Now with the system, you can basically log into the portal that we have at American and report your address right there.
Jin Yu, a graduate business student from China, says he is not personally worried because he has nothing to hide, but he says there are still a few concerns.
I think what we concern as a student, what we concern is this new system, whether it is utilized properly, and of course the students concern about their individual privacy a little bit, and there are also students they aware of the inequality between the international students and American students. So only international students are tracked through this system.
SEVIS was fully operational by January 1st, but the firm start date is the January 30th deadline. INS officer Christopher Bentley says as of January 6th, the agency had approved applications from more than 1,700 institutions, including universities, public and private high schools, and vocational schools. He said applications from nearly 3,200 others also have been submitted. Mr. Bentley said the penalties for noncompliance are straightforward. U.S. institutions that do not register with SEVIS will not be granted visas for foreign students. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.